Former FBI Director James Comey is due in federal court today, facing charges of making false statements and obstructing a congressional investigation. President Donald Trump fired Comey early in his first term in office. Since then, Trump has regularly assailed Comey's handling of the FBI investigation that detailed contacts between Russians and Trump's 2016 campaign. Comey says he'll plead not guilty and is demanding a trial. Our Justice Department correspondent Sarah Lynch will be at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, where a large crowd is expected.
This case is highly unusual for a lot of reasons. It's not every day that you see a former FBI director coming into court to face criminal charges. I mean, this is somebody who was the head of the FBI presiding over and managing cases that would have been brought, including out of this district, which is known for its espionage work and its terrorism work. But the big thing that people are talking about here is the fact that the prosecutors who investigated this case, the career prosecutors, did not believe there was evidence to be able to charge it. They had urged the office to not proceed with an indictment. The indictment is also very sparse, doesn't have a lot of detail. And so all of that speaks to potential evidence that maybe this case is being brought for political purposes and not because it's a righteous case.